Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
On the heels of the diagnosis of the tiger at the Bronx Zoo, a lot of pet parents are now concerned about their house pets. What should we be telling people at this point about whether pets can get or transmit the virus?
So the answer is that it seems like cats and dogs, because we know from reports out of Hong Kong that there have been dogs that have been infected. And recently there's a publication from China suggesting that cats in China were infected during the beginning stages of this pandemic. And that is just confirmed by the tigers in the Bronx Zoo. What's really interesting is the receptor, the part of the cell that allows the virus into the cell, is very similar, nearly identical, actually, in people and cats. And so this is not surprising to us, knowing that little snippet of information. The dog, even though dogs can be infected, dog's receptor on the surface of the cell is only about 70% the same as the receptor in humans. So although dogs can be infected, they seem to be less susceptible.
Okay, so I have four cats. I have a lot of family and friends who have cats, and I will tell you that I've been getting messages from some people who are freaking out. So should people freak out? What should we be telling people at this point?
So the CDC, the American Veterinary Medical Association, all say this virus, we don't have any evidence right now that the COVID virus can be transmitted from pets back to people. We're the ones making our pets sick. So what we need to do to protect our pets is wash our hands before and after every time we come in contact with our pets. If we're sick and must take care of our pets, then we should wear a mask when we're around them and wash our hands before and after we touch them. But better yet, develop an emergency plan so that if you do get sick, there's a well person who can take care of your pets so that you, when you're sick, can quarantine yourself away from your pets and not make your pets sick.
So are you saying that we should be washing our hands even if we're not infected or showing symptoms every time we touch our pet? Or is that just if you know you're infected?
If you should wash your hands before and after every time you interact with your pet, because as the good Dr. Fauci says, people are asymptomatically infected without being sick, and people show signs 2 days after they can transmit the virus. So you can feel fine today and transmit the virus to your cat and get sick tomorrow. And that's why every pet interaction should start and end with hand washing.
I'm sure you can concede that's difficult, right?
This whole thing is difficult. And if we're going to keep our pets healthy and keep ourselves healthy and keep our family healthy, hand washing, hand washing, hand washing.
And so should we not be kissing our pets? Should we not be sleeping in bed with our pets at this point, even if we are asymptomatic and do not think we have the virus?
Right now, the recommendation is if you're well, you can still interact with your pet with good hand washing. However, if you're sick, definitely no kissing, no sharing of food, no mushing with the pet in bed because you're feeling sorry for yourself and you're sick. That pet is out of quarantine and with the healthy members of the family.
Should an animal showing signs of respiratory illness be tested?
So right now, these tigers were tested specially because obviously these are rare animals and the signs were concerning to the people. But the average veterinarian like me right now doesn't have access to a test. I can't just check off a box and submit a sample. So we have to wait for the CDC and the USDA and to tell us when a test should be made available for animals. So right now, if you have been sick and now your cat or dog is coughing and showing respiratory signs, first thing to do is reach out to your veterinarian who maybe can do a telemedicine consult with your pet, you and your pet, to talk about what the risk is and how sick your pet is and what next steps are.
Dr. Ann Hohenhaus, thank you very much.
Oh, it's such a pleasure to be here, Susan. I hope your kitties are well through this whole thing.